Yes. Oh, yes. It's, didn't you know? Didn't you get my text? It's Frisky Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's when I go through a man's pocket. Got anything in your pocket? Stand still. Hands on the wall. Are you carrying any concealed weapons? Where's your phone? A smartphone. Is it in here? Stand still. Yes, you might bow your head slightly. You can feel my hands. Let me run them around your ankles. Checking for odd socks. Aha! One blue and one black. This is a sign. A sign you're doing your laundry soon. Now then, up your left leg here. Up to your knee. Let me press my fingertips into that hollow at the back. Can I make your knee unlock? I wonder. Do your knees ever go weak when you have a woman kneeling near you? I bet your mind wanders. Now, the thigh, both hands run up. Thickest muscle. Flexing it as I follow the shape of that, what's that muscle? Oh yes, rectus femoris. And the biceps femoris. My thumb draws along that one, just where the seam of your trousers runs up into your taut backside. Oh yes, I wanted to have you stand like that. I'm finally getting to run my hands under there. Like you almost did. Now, do I dare feel your inseam? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am being totally inappropriate for a security guard. Or a female police officer. But then again, you never asked by what authority I have you. You just stand there. His warm, gentle hands pass over your heavy. These are nice. A heavy weight. I haven't been emptied kind of heaviness. I know you deny yourself. Now my other hand is there. On your other thigh. Two hands against your trousers. Stroking up your leg. You can feel me behind you, can't you? So naughty, it's fingering the zip. These muffled touches are somehow even more sensitizing. A man's flies. A man. Flies are his domain. And how dare a woman touch them without true purpose? This is not a thing to be trifled with. Trifling. Rifling. Where is that bone? Is it in your jacket? It is set to vibrate, isn't it? That reminds me of a game we played once. Remote control sexting. Ooh, yeah, look. The lining of this pocket is awfully thin. Let me play. Yes, it's awfully thin, this pocket. There's even a worn area just here. It's possible to lose a cold coin. I wonder if it touches your bare leg. Those keys must have made it for me, this thin area, this hole. Just for me to take advantage of. The phone. Let's put it right in there. Right by your balls. Keep your hands on the wall. Oh, this space is hiding something I want to see. I wonder if it'll wake with a text. Or a phone call. Several quick texts in a row is best. The oblong. The rectangular phone has its corner right by the hole of access. And you're standing there. Anticipating fingers, and you get vibrations. Your pocket bone is possessed by this very naughty girl. A woman who has been dying to turn the tables ever since you did it to me. At work, no less.
Oh, yes.
It was while I was supposed to be working and polishing woodwork. And you had me foaming up my phone screen. You were such a dirty, naughty, sexy fucker. She loved every minute of it. Being seduced and aroused under my that fucking unsexy uniform. You soaked my knickers, didn't you? Well, it's only fair. Your pants your shorts, your cock hardens at the thought of a submissive woman following her desire, being guided. Growing. Isn't it? Rubbing against the fabric. The soft cotton. It's making that thin pocket taut. What's that number again? I'm a control. And I control every text. And you know I'm willing you to become lost with my desire. Oh, I'd like you to walk around today with that in your pocket. Knowing every text is a dirty text. But all you get to do is feel the buzz. You know it's me. You know. The way you made me want to come. You knew I needed you to make it happen. And you know you need this pair of hands to frisk you. This pair of hands to finger you. And to finger the touchscreen and send those dirty, dirty texts. That cock is thickening. That cock likes to be at my beckoned call. Let's call you again. Let's call you again. feel it traveling along your skin. You can feel it deep in your balls. Imagine if I actually possessed your phone. Possessed it like a ghost possessed. And buzzed during your meetings when you're supposed to be concentrating. And in your pocket, under the table, buzzed and buzzed, and your balls feel even heavier, and your cock feels even thicker. Sitting there, unable to answer it, trying to look cool in front of the others at the meeting, unable to answer it. Or to turn it completely off. I think you'd be unwilling to turn it off. Because then you won't know if I can make you wetter, thicker. Harder. And you know that I'm having my own reaction. As I type, as I press, when I press, when I press send. You know, I don't need two hands. Ooh. 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 Fuck. Fuck you. Fucking fuck you for never replying for ages. Fuck you for replying when I'm aching to seduce a man. And you know it's not just any man. It's you. Oh, yes, you fucker. I think maybe you like it when I take control. But you just don't like to admit it. Thank you. Oh.